What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, Firecrackers. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and accountability. Ever feel like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster, swinging from happy to stressed to frustrated before you can even say procrastination? Trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes our emotions feel like they're running the show. But what if we could flip the script? What if we could learn to manage our emotions instead of letting them manage us? That's exactly what we're diving into today, because strong mental health starts with emotional intelligence. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical Zen garden here. We're talking practical hacks, actionable strategies you can implement right now to feel calmer, more focused, and less like a human ping pong ball bouncing off the walls of your own mind. First things first, recognize those emotional triggers. Ever notice how certain situations, people, or even just thoughts send your emotions into overdrive? Maybe it's traffic, that one coworker who always steals your ideas, ugh. Or scrolling through social media and comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reels. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing coping mechanisms. Think of it like building an emotional armor suit. Next up, practice mindfulness. I know, it sounds like something from a yoga retreat, but hear me out. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the now and prevents those spiraling thoughts from taking over. Remember, it's okay to feel emotions, they're part of being human. But how we react to them is what matters. Instead of letting anger or frustration dictate your actions, try reframing the situation. Maybe that frustrating email isn't a personal attack, but just someone having a bad day. Could that traffic jam be an opportunity for some impromptu meditation? See, even those pesky triggers can be turned into learning experiences. Communication is key. Bottling up your emotions only leads to bigger explosions later on. Learn to express yourself in a healthy way. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts and feelings, or seek professional help if needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. All these things contribute to a healthier emotional state. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, and that coworker from hell is driving you up the wall. Suddenly, you feel that familiar rage bubbling up inside you. Instead of snapping, you take a deep breath, remember your mindfulness practice, and remind yourself that their negativity isn't your responsibility. You politely excuse yourself for a quick walk to clear your head, focusing on the fresh air and sunshine. When you return, you tackle that task with renewed focus and a calmer demeanor. Then, emotional intelligence in action. So remember, champions, managing your emotions isn't about suppressing them, it's about understanding them, channeling them constructively, and ultimately taking control of your mental well-being. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those wins along the way. Remember, you've got this. This episode is all about equipping you with the tools to navigate the emotional ups and downs of life. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Identify your triggers, practice mindfulness, reframe negative situations, communicate effectively, and prioritize self-care. These strategies are your secret weapons for building a stronger, more resilient you. Now go out there and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little emotional boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily fired up action.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.